Listening section, part 2. Scene 1. The main thing we want to address in this letter is with regards to colds, the seasonal flu, and viruses. As you know, much of the world is struggling with the effects of the COVID-19 virus, and we have added some rules to our school. First, if you have a cold or the flu, please do not come inside the school building to drop your child off. Call us ahead of time to let us know of your sickness. Then, call again from your car when you arrive at the school. We will arrange for one of the teachers to pick up your child in the parking lot. Second, we are asking you to take and record your child's temperature before you bring him or her to the school in the morning. We ask that you not bring your child if the temperature is 37.5 degrees or higher. Additionally, if your child appears feverish during the day, we will take his or her temperature. And if it is 37.5 degrees, we will call you and ask you to pick up your child from the daycare. Also, please do not bring your child back to the daycare until their temperature has stabilized. Third, we are asking that parents wear a mask at all times when on school property. However, it is not a rule we are going to strictly enforce. For example, if you forget your mask, you can still bring or pick up your child. But we ask that for your safety and ours to make every effort to wear a mask from the moment you step out of your car until you return to your car. We apologize for any inconvenience these rules bring, but also thank you for your understanding. We sincerely hope these rules will make everyone feel safe in the coming school year. As always, if you have any questions, please feel free to call the office at any time.
Question 11.
One, parents and students have colds, the flu, and viruses. Two, new rules about parents with colds, the flu, and viruses. Three, teachers with colds, the flu, and viruses. Four, tips for how to avoid colds, the flu, and viruses.
Question 12.
1. Drop their children off at the office. 2. Keep their children home for the day. 3. Call the office so someone can meet them at the parking lot. 4. Go to the doctor.
Question 13.
1. The school will do nothing. 2. The child will get medicine from the nurse. 3. The teacher will take the child to the doctor's office. 4. The school will take the child's temperature.
Question 14.
1. Try to remember to wear a mask in the future. 2. Go back home and get one. 3. Buy one from the office. 4. Call the teacher and request one.
Question 15.
One. Send a text message to the principal. Two. Call the office. Three. Toot the car horn and wait in the parking lot. Four. Ask another parent for help.